teaching at Ice Gavy Book Burst.
Watching Flashback Friday with Henrik and Lana, streaming live every Friday.
Spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us.
Globalism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking day!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Another Freya's Day is upon us. Hope you're all doing well out there. We are on time today. How about that? Our trains are running on time. Anyway, happy Friday to everybody. Susan?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, that's right. From beyond the grave. Thank you, Susan, so much for that line. We appreciate you. All right, anyway, great show lined up for you guys. We got to talk about the Spurg out, the endless assault that has been flowing here over the 59 white South African refugees that were admitted into the U.S. It's quite something. I do want to talk about it. Apparently black fatigue, kind of the overall trend of that is trending, actually. And I also want to discuss a little bit on the supposed Trump-Netanyahu kind of Israel-America separation schism split. Is it real? What's that really about? We'll see what we can find out for you guys, because it's not always as it seems, I guess. But anyway, I got my wingman with me here today, my buddy the Dissident. Thank you for joining me. It's good to have you on finally.
You got it, man. Yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, it's good to thank you for sitting in. We have a little bit of a different schedule today. Lana couldn't join us, so I'm glad to be here with you. I think we have a good show lined up here today. We got lots to get into. I'm not even sure we can cover it all here, to be honest.
I was going to say, man, there's no shortage of stuff that we've got on deck. So
no, exactly. We'll definitely get into it here. A couple of super chats we can take. That's very generous of you guys. Thank you. If you do want a super chat, entertainment.live/redeyestv. You got them on screen right there. Power chat. I do have to pull that up, by the way. I don't think as many is using that. You know that. What do you think, Dissident? There, in terms of like, The TTS thing, you know, I'm talking about the text to speech, like chats that run over. I'm not a fan. Do you know what I mean? You hear a stream and then like they talk over. I don't know. I use them
so infrequently, and then like, the ones that I've seen, it always seems to not link up. It ends up they'll try to do it and it plays over top of something else, so it just seems like it kind of jumbles things up.
If you can pause it and like run them at a certain point, we might consider doing it for Power Chat. I know some people enjoy it, but anyway, if you don't want to use that, you can use Rumble or Cointree. I'll keep an eye on today as well. And Subscribestar, there's a tips function over there. We got Albert out the gates as usual, consistent, huge donation, so generous. He is keeping the lights on over here at Red Eyes. Thank you so much, Albert. It's always
He's
a pleasure seeing you.
He's the proverbial man.
Yes.
Right? He is the man.
He's incredible. Happy Friday, guys. He says, hope everyone is doing well. Great series of interviews this week, Henrik. Well, thank you. I really have been enjoying the different views on Native European culture and religion. Thank you. Looking forward to another great show today. Just wanted to send you something funny. Just wondering if this makes her hot again, LOL. To me, she's really cringe. Let me pull up your the tweet you sent here. This is the press secretary, right? Is it not? When a brave blonde dares to speak up about anti-blonde prejudice, they get shouted down by a mob of angry weirdos. White House press secretary Carolyn Leavitt posted a pic wearing a T-shirt, Make America... Oh, I saw this is a while ago, I think, unless she did it again. Make America Blonde Again. The comments calling her a Nazi and a white supremacist. This is not bad to have some of this pushed and shoved in the faces of the anti-whites, I think.
Well, taken at its most literal, of course. But, I mean, half of the nons that I see walking around these days, they're either wearing blonde wigs or they're dying. The nappy hair is gone blonde. You know, I mean, anything they can do to try to... You know what? It's fine for their cultural appropriation, but not us.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we'll get
into funny how that works.
We'll get into some black fatigue here in a bit. Thank you, Albert, so much. We appreciate you immensely. We're so grateful and thankful. Thank you so much. We got Billy Biz here as well. Thank you for the generous dono as well. The negative reaction of anti-white media churches. Yes, and we'll show a clip on that. And politicians to Afrikaner refugees really is a mask off moment. Hopefully. This wakes up a few normies. Yeah, do we need the normies? I'm still on the fence. I think the more the merrier, right? It's not bad to be numerically strong, but we don't need all the normies to affect change, I think.
Well, a certain someone who I won't name who happened to come to power, he didn't technically have the numerical majority. But he sure came in and... I think it was like 34% to 36%, and he, went down in history.
Right maneuvers, and then living rent free for 8 decades in everyone else's heads. Essentially, all right, good stuff. All right, why don't we begin? We got some graduation going on here. I guess some of these people are bringing their wonderful culture to the world of academia. Here we go. Let's play a couple of these.
The future doctors of America.
These are the doctors and the engineers,
yes,
right here.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Aren't we lucky?
I can't wait.
Awesome track on this, too. Here. Oh, gosh.
You know, as much criticism as they take for, you know, the whole Ooga Booga, we're from the jungle thing, you would think, and again, maybe I'm insane for trying to think rationally, you would think that they would go out of their way to not imitate primates.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, you can't, it's, if it's in your nature, you know, if this is your instinct.
Well, and I guess on the other hand, it's like, I can't, because I'm totally pro going with natural order of things. It's like, well, there you go.
Well, it's certainly good. Is this like, what was that? Is it Howard University or what was that called again? Did Obama go there or something? It's like this historic all black university,
right?
Or something.
Cause I know, cause isn't Brown one. Yeah. I get them.
Brown,
Brown University. Yeah. Well, aptly named. And I could be wrong because, you know, learning the all black colleges is not exactly my strength.
No, I'm not sure.
Sorry to let you down on that, man.
They always do the historic black historic colleges. Kind of implying that there aren't any white historical colleges, right? Wasn't that all of them at one point?
Considering that there were no universities of any kind for the longest time until, like, the powers that be gave them their own colleges, I guess technically they are historic. Because there's nothing to compare it to.
Exactly. Modern, what was that right term? Recent black university. Anyway.
There we go.
Here's another one here. This I got a kick out of. Apparently we had a big fail here at an attempt. Let's roll. Oof. Well, that's too bad. All right, moving on.
Got to start off with a little levity, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he didn't levitate that long. He should have need to train a little better on that. All right, we got a couple of here. I heard a new one, the Gibbs me dat. I guess that's another, maybe not even subspecies. It's just a species. The Gibbs me dat.
Yet another future engineer or doctor.
Yes. Now, this is in the UK. This is at the Calais, Dover, there's on the French side right there across the canal over to Britain. There's a huge refugee camp, and they've talked forever about this. Like, we know we're moving it. It's shutting down, blah, blah, blah. But they're just still there, and they keep coming. And a lot of them want to get into Britain, obviously. And here is a quite honest interview here with one of the future NHS workers over there in Britain. Let's check it out.
Why should English people pay for you to have a house?
Maybe they give me house, they give me anything I can need. They give me.
Just give it.
Yeah.
Just give it.
Why?
Because people in England is perfect.
Oh, so you think we're all rich people,
yeah.
So we can give? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Can't argue something with that reason.
We are not all rich people. If I said to you, look, we don't have enough houses in England, would that stop you coming to England?
Okay. Maybe.
You know what? It's actually the white man that's the problem. That's the real problem we're trying to reason.
Because he doesn't differentiate. He's just like, white people have... Well, he's not wrong. He's like, everybody in England's perfect. It's like, well, considering where you're from and the people that you're around, I'll take that as a win.
But, yeah. let's play a little
I don't
more.
Think that's quite what he meant, though.
No. Let's play a bit
I
more.
Come back in my, maybe I come back in my country and I... change in another country. After
yeah,
I'm
maybe
going.
You try another country. Yeah. If you realize that we can't afford England. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I just want everyone at home to understand that every single person in this room is absolutely desperate to come to Britain. The only reason they are here is to try to come to Britain.
And this is GB News. And okay, nominally, they're obviously slightly better on some of these issues. At least they're covering it. You know, at least it's going out, to that audience. So that's good. But, it's that Farage kind of associated thing.
Right.
Of like
they're basically
just opposed to like doing mass immigration quickly because that wakes up the whites over in Britain too fast. So we just got to kind of slow it down a bit and take it easy. Slowly, blend them in. That way... I don't know.
Keep boiling the frog at a moderate temperature.
Yes. We don't want to radicalize anybody here, okay? Because also,
so my question for this guy was, that guy that he interviewed, was that the person that they elected as their spokesperson? I bet you it was.
It was a big vote there at the camp.
Yeah, oh yeah. They just looked at him. They're like, what's the criteria for that vote?
They convened a very serious conference over this issue, a conclave, in fact.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm not even touching this. I don't know what
you're doing. Oh, holy smokes. All right. So anyway, it's the Gibbs me dat, right? It's just,
like I said, you can't argue with that reasoning.
No, and they don't. They don't care. And if they have slightly more stuff than than they do, then give me your shit. Just give it to me. So here's an extension to this. I guess here's the slightly more intelligent. Well, that could be argued, but slightly more vocabularily, well presented version of this, which is basically some. What's this? I think the title someone put in was an Afro Democrat. I'm not sure if that's.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
A black woman introduces here a multi-trillion-dollar reparations package. They've been trying
fair
this.
And reasonable.
Yes.
Fair and reasonable.
Very fair. Here we go.
A duty to repair. So let's make it clear. There is a debt that does exist. This country has taken so much from black folks and has a debt it owes because for over 400 years into this very day, this country has stolen black labor, black lives, black futures. Industries were built and maintained through the subjugation of black people in this country, and wealth was built and maintained through the discriminatory policies that still plague us to this day. And to be clear, some people directly benefited from it. Mm-hmm. Or are direct beneficiaries of it. Mm-hmm. We have systems that create and perpetuate imbalances and balances in our society, and you either benefit from it or you are disenfranchised by it. And black people continue to be disenfranchised and harmed by these systems. Others receive advantages from it.
She did so much cocaine before that.
Times two speed? I think it might be. I'm not sure. it's hard to tell.
My God. Seriously, that was like, I just went the whole time. I was like, man, did you do the whole bag of coke or what?
She had to get pumped up before that. Yeah, I think even you yep. sent me the, I'm showing here the Statue of Liberty, right? Isn't that what it was called?
Yeah.
Let me pull that up. That was a pretty good meme, actually. Statue of Liberty versus Statue of Liberty, if I can get my program to load here. Yeah, this is the, it's just them like shoving their asses into our spaces, right?
I hate all of them. I hate all these statues, but I will say at least they kept the stupid black attitude totally intact.
Yeah.
I run into this woman on the right or whatever, the non-Statue of Liberty. I run into that person every single day of my life.
Yeah, you are in a pretty spicy area there. I don't know how you do it, but okay.
Yeah, trust me, we're conjuring up an escape plan.
Yeah, you better. Moment. You better. Yeah, exactly.
Idaho calling.
Exactly. There you go. Come to North Idaho. We got another one here too. Now this is interesting. Reddit. It's always fun when Redditors are for the obvious reason are confronted with the reality of race. Anyway, it's a wall of text here. But the headline is, our native garden was vandalized by teens.
It's always those damn teens.
Churchgoers.
Who stole your bike? Yeah. Teens.
What was it? Churchgoers? Party attenders? Right. There's have you heard about the euphemism guy on New York Post? It's like anything to avoid black, right?
Of course. That's just like it used to be Florida man.
Exactly.
For just the, like, yeah, covers all grounds. But yeah, now it's just the teens.
So they're asking for advice here at Native Plant Gardening. How would you respond or protect the space? Let's check out the attached video here. I'm not sure if there's any audio on it, but let's examine. Now, they live in, I believe it was Columbus, Ohio.
Yep. I swear when I watched this, I thought this was Portland, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it looks so – and again, it's anywhere USA. But
yes. Well, you know, I'm actually thinking about, we'll get into that later here next, obviously, after a little bit more, but the South African stuff, right? Like, is it really much safer in many parts of the U.S. than in South Africa? Yeah. No, not some parts.
Debatable.
Okay, so we'll start out with a little spanking here of the seeds and the plants.
Because I know every time I walk past a little garden like that, that's my gut instinct is always like, let me kick this stuff and tear it up.
Symbolically, it's interesting though, right? Like, do they want to starve? Like, even like, let's attack the plants. And
I think you're already making a connection that they have not. I don't even think that they looked at that and thought food. I think it's just like low impulse control must violate something.
If it's not uncut grass, then what is it, right? It doesn't belong. Let's attack it.
Well, but that's also like as if they have. Cut grass? I don't know. I mean, when was the last time you saw some of their front yards? Not exactly manicured.
No, exactly. I'm not sure what the replies were here. They probably blocked it. No, it's open. All right. I'm not sure. There's nothing of value here, I guess. I'm sorry this happened.
Yeah, and that's about all you're going to get.
Remember.
They're certainly not going to look at who and what it actually
is. No, of course not. Remember that the vast majority of passersby enjoy your plantings. These kids are rare outliers. Well, okay, keep at it and see what happens. Wasn't it?
It's not every teen that kills your child. It's just
exactly.
You know, that's
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, statistically, most likely you will not be randomly stabbed by one of them, right?
So
that's a plus, yep. Right? Maybe your
damn
kids.
Good odds.
Maybe your kids won't be beaten up for being white when they come into an area. Did you see? I didn't play yet. Did you see that the kid on the playground? Apparently, they had attacked his dog, and he got someone probably beat him with something in the eyebrow, and he got a huge cut. The little fat white kid. And
didn't
he just started bleeding. You didn't see it? Okay. It was gruesome, you know. And apparently the arc of the story was that he it was the black kid, or the kids even, that beat the white kid up that really were the victims. And the whole community came together, and they gave the black kid a bike after all of this. Can you believe that?
I can't, because, again, I feel like I remember something that just happened about a guy getting stabbed in the heart and then raised like $500,000 or something.
That can't have happened. That would be too too impossible. I don't believe that for a moment.
No, not at all.
All right, here we go.
I did see this. This was beautiful.
You sent it to me, and I was like, already had it in the dock. It's funny. But the point
like
is, too,
minds,
though,
man.
These things go like, you know, there's like almost 500,000 views on these kinds of things now. You know,
it's so it's
like,
not just you and me.
No,
it's not just you and me, like, shit talking with like two friends. It's like, no, okay, clearly this is a lot of people.
15,000 likes. Is it bots? Are we being painted into a corner here? Is that what? All right. Anyway, let's watch this here.
A territorial dispute has escalated into a full-blown chimp out. A rabid sheboon has urinated in a rival's nesting area, and all hell has broken loose. A Zogbot steps in and douses the sheboons with a potent negroid repellent made from liquefied job applications, Father's Day cards, and paternity tests. If he had gotten any closer, he would have surely contracted AIDS. They've been stifled, but their feral bloodlust has not been sated. Another Zogbot hits them with a blast of extra-strength negroid repellent. It is a powerful hallucinogenic that makes them envision a world without welfare and watermelons.
What a timeline we're in, huh? Isn't that crazy? A million views or something like that. Who could have thunk it just a couple of years ago?
Because you know how like we were talking just in the decade or so that you and I have been friends, watching the things that we talked about then and seeing how prevalent this stuff is now, I would have told you were crazy.
Yeah.
I would have been like, no way.
No, it's moving. Yeah, I have a point on that later too. Like get ready, because people are going to flood to, you know, these types of not only topics but like ambitions, I guess, to try to do something about it too. You know?
I'll take it.
I'll take it too. Absolutely. Okay, so why don't we talk a bit about the South Africans here, then the Afrikaners, the Boers, whatever term you guys prefer out there, and get into this issue of just how freaked out they are. Now, keep in mind, we're talking 59, not like 59,000 or 590,000, like we've seen, I don't even know, legal versus illegal, or let's combine the two. At least under the Biden years, it was like, what, a few million a year?
Like, this isn't even like a classroom full of people.
Right.
You know what I mean? 59 people.
A very warm welcome to the persecuted white South African farmers and their families. This is exactly what the U.S. refugee program was designed for. Had these families not fled the U.S., they would have been surely slaughtered by feral ANC animals. You got to add the EFF to that, too. There's a little video here. Now, look at the stock here, too.
Yeah. I mean,
families, kids. And I think
they're holding American flags, which is unheard of. Because usually it's they're holding the flags of the country they just
exactly
left,
Honduras, Mexico, whatever it is, right?
Yep.
And that's it. Look at how, like, that's the group, you know. And this is like, what is that? A bus? A bus? One bus of Afrikaners?
Not even. I'm serious. This is just like, it's like what, four mini, maybe three, four minivans.
Yeah. Let's see what they say here.
It's an honor for us to receive you here today. This is the land of the free, and we know that all of you have faced. I'm Chris Landau. First of all, let me introduce myself. I'm the Deputy Secretary of State of the United States. This is my friend Troy Edgar.
Yeah, I'm the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. Again, welcome. So great to have you guys here.
I know you've gone through a long flight. I cannot believe there are babies and children who are actually so well behaved. This is much better than mine.
What is he used to? Yeah. Subtle stab.
You don't say.
It's almost like he's enjoying seeing whites coming in like this. Isn't that fascinating, huh?
There's so much. There's a reason that I am not in a position like this, because I would just have to call it out for what it is.
Right.
Like, wow.
Exactly. Well, and they should too, damn it. You know what I mean? They're
absolutely
starting. But, you know, go ahead.
I was going to say, because I know that's in their head, regardless of the tolerance that they've been taught, they're thinking the same things we are.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. They must be. And if they're not, then something's wrong there.
Right.
They're denying their impulses, I guess, or something.
Either that or they're just idiots. They're like, I can't believe these people are so civil. What could be the one thing that's different? It's like, well, here's one. They're all white people.
Yep. And they're well behaved, and you know they're going to be productive and add to the general, you know, community, society that they're entering to on average, I would believe. And
there may actually be doctors and engineers.
Right, exactly. Yep.
So, like, all sarcasm removed.
Yep.
And I think it makes me so happy to see you with our flag in your hands, and that flag symbolizes liberty. For so many of us. Many of us, our families have had a journey not that different from the journey that you are embarking on today. My own father was born in Europe and had to leave his country when Hitler came in the 1930s.
Oops. Okay.
That was the part I was waiting for. Like, you were almost there.
Does that mean he's an early life American, or what is that?
He's white adjacent? I'm not sure. But it's funny.
Okay. Well. Okay.
The next part he says where his dad went to first. It's like, huh.
Oh, does he?
I don't know if we got to that part or not.
Okay. Let's listen to the rest here. I didn't mean to cut that off.
Made his way to South America first, and then eventually to the United States.
Okay. I see. Perfect. Nice conclusion. I like that arc development.
What part of Argentina did he
really? Okay, interesting. What's your last name again?
So he is an immigrant who actually, was able to benefit from the many blessings of this country. And one of the reasons that I really wanted to go and work for the government is because I wanted to give back to this country
to bring in more whites. Nice.
If he had just said that, seriously, I would, I'd vote for this guy for whatever he ran for the rest of his life.
But we need someone who can just start saying it, damn it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Sometimes that's what it takes. So that
we're itching that way.
We are. I think we are. Slowly. And I'm not, of course, waiting for a top down that somehow this is going to be, unlocked because of what politicians say. I know you feel the same, obviously.
Of course
not. But it doesn't hurt if they do and when they do, right?
Sure.
I saw them go, the shit libs and the anti-whites went from it's not a dog whistle anymore, it's a bullhorn, right? Like, it's so obvious, kind of thing. And they're seething so hard over this. It's incredible. Their lives are threatened to the very core because of these 59 boars. It's incredible.
So, because keeping that, I was wondering, they're freaking out about 59 white people coming here. I would be curious to see how many violent crimes and how many murders have taken place over the last, let's even just say, a year from quote unquote acceptable, brown refugees. It's like, I'll bet you it's more than 59.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Doubt. It's just I think I'm, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. So here's they're beginning to try to fight against this now. I got a little bit on this, like the South African government, the ANC, and obviously the adjacent kind of EFF, the Economic Freedom Fighters. South African leaders strongly deny the allegations that whites are being persecuted, because that's kind of the other theme to this, right? If the U.S. accepts these refugees, that's a recognition that there is a problem in the country.
Exactly.
Right? So now go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, I just want to say, then that means, of course, that in conjunction with this, Because I'm still like, look, those people, they built, you know, because this is what they don't know. I got a couple of clips here where they talk about, oh, how much whites still own in the country and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, they built the country for them. And it was like they didn't encounter any blacks until they came up to the Snake River, like in the, was it the north east, I think, of
it's
like
the
colony?
Yeah, it was the northeastern part of what became South Africa. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was literally just, it was wide open land, which is why they chose to settle there.
It was like, let's go where no one will bother us, right? And then so as soon as it's successful, they build it up. Then it's like, oh, shit, let's go let's get some Gibbs me that. And
That may be like some of the original Gibbs.
Exactly, right? So apartheid is like this. Even the idea that it was like, it's a faulty idea. There's like, oh, they all were there and then they built something and pushed the others out. No, it was like they're built by them, established, and then people from the outside want to come in. And it's like, no, you didn't do this. We did. We built it for us. So
concept. It flooded in so much that the people that flooded in, they like there was more of them than the people that had actually built and settled the place. And they were like, okay.
Yeah. Obviously, we have to do something here to keep them out.
Of course.
Otherwise, we'd just, you know, consumed. So here's the interesting pivot. Even in the mainstream news reports, right? Oh, there's nothing to this. Whites are not being persecuted. And then, like, also, we're grabbing their land. Listen to the pivot here.
The White House says white South Africans are under a, quote, government-sponsored race-based discrimination over a law it claims allows racially motivated seizures of land. But South African leaders strongly deny the allegations. The South African government says Afrikaners, who are descendants of Dutch settlers, benefit the most economically. While they make up only 7% of the population, they also occupy most of the farmland. The new law in question gives the South African government permission to take land without compensation in certain cases to address disparities to black South Africans as a result of the apartheid era. Again, we are supposed to hear from
All right, so you get the point. It's like, no. It's we are denying those allegations, but we can come and take your shit whenever we want to. We just passed the law.
And that's just it. Well, that's the thing. It's like whenever they go, it's no different than it's the same kind of argument as like the pharmaceutical company policing itself and going, our drugs are totally fine, says the organization created and run by the pharmaceutical company.
And here's the study that we paid for to get the result that we need. Yeah,
exactly. So it's like they want the outcome. That's what South African's government is doing right now. They're like, these allegations are false. No one's murdering anybody, says the people who murdered everybody.
Yeah. So they're admitting there too. They're only 7% of the population. Shouldn't they?
Right, exactly.
I mean, and then they do run the farms. Well, first of all, for a reason, because they set it up. But that shows you how marginalized they actually are. And still, that's not. So they are a minority. Let's go after the minority, right? There's like oppression by the majority against the minority. If this was reversed, we would know what their response would have been. You know,
and not to go off on a tangent. I'll keep it short too, because remember how I told you I've been having fun on my own, sort of trying to break AI.
Yeah.
Like AI was denying that there was such a thing as tyranny of a minority. And I said, okay, if there's not a tyranny of minority, then how can you say, you keep telling me that apartheid was this tyranny of minority? And ChatGPT was just like, cannot compute. I was like, okay.
You know? Yeah, you can box them in sometimes. All the different chatbots, obviously. But the arrival of a few dozen Afrikaners as refugees into the U.S. on May 12th has infuriated many Democrats. Oh, is that the euphemism for anti-whites now? Just call them Democrats. Like, there's plenty of, like, you know, all kinds of. I mean, there's even Republicans that are against this. And like, anyway, they're doing this bullshit. Like, oh, it's just the Democrats. Anyway, here's the promo video, I guess, from the U.S. State Department here. Look at this.
I'm surprised they don't have them all like wearing swastikas just to be
welcome.
Like, you know what I mean?
United States of America. A lot of you, I think, are farmers, right? When you have quality seeds, you can put them in foreign soil and they will blossom, they will bloom. And
what kind of seeds? Can we be specific?
Magic soil.
Yeah, magic soil, exactly.
Well, strange how that same thing doesn't apply, because it's just like, okay, say that white people and the colonizers have, you know, a oppressed everybody forever. How come no other country has ever just sort of picked up the ball and ran with it after the colonizers left? It's like, huh.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Some shitty seeds they got down there.
I mean, so if you have the right seeds, it will grow. Isn't that fascinating? You can literally put them in a desert, right, or whatever.
It's almost like you're trying to say that this is some kind of a genetic or biological thing. Henrik, how dare you?
Interesting, right.
We are excited to welcome you here to our country where we think you will bloom, and we will hopefully allow you to have fulfilling lives for your children, and then we will benefit alongside you.
And I saw, by the way, too, see the guy in the beginning? All there. Because there was like two people that were overweight.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunch, you saw that, right? And it was like, Oh my, they're not starving. Obviously, they're not real refugees, was basically the argument. It's like, wait a minute. So you're telling me they can grow food, huh? So they have they're able to feed themselves just fine. What could the reason be that they actually are leaving? So they're doing well if they were just left alone, essentially.
Great. Oh, I'm surprised. Like as soon as they showed that guy saying, "Oh, look it, he's not starving," but then they would cut right to the so-called oppressed, starving, fat black woman who needs all the help in the world. It's like, well, I thought you just, it's like, she's fat, and you're saying she's oppressed, but this guy's, could stand to go on a diet, but he's doing just fine.
I'm gonna zoom in. Look at the girl here on the right. Like, that's the kind of stock you want, right? I mean, look, and they are seething like unbelievably.
There's a meme with her in it, and I didn't until just now. I didn't know where that was from. And now it's like, they're like, they're refugees. Are refugees.
Exactly. And I was like, well, we can do the obvious comparison there later. Like, do you want, which way, Western man, right? Like, white man, this
or? They hate us because they ain't us.
Yes. Nice, probably Dutch stock right there, looks like, looking at the physiognomy right there. South Africa vows to fight treasonous act of misinformation as Afrikaner refugees land in the U.S. And again, it takes me back to that point. It is kind of interesting, because then that means, I mean, the logical next step by the U.S. would be to, like, and that's the point I want to make earlier, which I neglected to make, but, like, that then means the U.S. should put pressure on the South African government, the black majority government, saying, we are accepting refugees now because you're mistreating these white Afrikaners. You have to start changing this. Because I believe that they built it. They should. I mean, I get we had Johannes Agenbach on the show, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's one of those like, no, I don't want to leave. Like, we built this. This is ours. And I get that. You know what I mean? At a 100%. Certain point, I'd rather save them, obviously, than them staying and dying. But I understand his point of view. Like, this is ours. Totally. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, I mean, honestly, because I've been kind of going on deep dives with like Rhodesia. And they're headed the way that things are. They're headed that way right now. If they don't do something and leave, unfortunately, because it's supposed to be beautiful down there, the areas that haven't been completely destroyed by the majority, it's supposed to be a beautiful country.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, it's literally life or death. I mean, we've got acquaintances down there. And I've spoken to this certain person, and she is always looking for some way to get out, and she can't.
Interesting. I wonder what I wonder if this will open up other avenues for them.
I think Lon, you guys will know who I'm talking about, but I don't want to mention her by name.
Yeah.
But I just sent her a message and was like, hey, we need to talk about this.
Exactly. Yeah, no, definitely. This should open the avenue for more. Here's a short clip from one of the what is it here? National Council of Provinces plenary, or during that, I guess it is, some comments about these outrageous, treasonous, in fact, act of misinformation.
And look at that evil kid right there.
Exactly. Look at that. Boy. Yeah. With the flag of the nation that he just arrived in. How dare he?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do they think it's magical? So is that the leftist counter argument now? You don't just magically become an American just because
Does it work?
Liberal racism for the win, I guess. We're coming. All right. Here we go. Here's the clip.
There are inner circles here in Parliament who went to the United States to spin a narrative of victimhood of white people being murdered by blacks, mobilizing the United States government to interfere in the domestic affairs of our country. What measures, if any, have you used to scrutinize these treasonous acts of white right-wing racist extremist movements, especially in relation...
I wonder who's given him all these terms. Hmm.
Who could it be? I mean, he's a typical talkie. Yeah.
How they are funded so as to protect the imminent threat of civil war in South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kersa. Honorable Minister, your response, please.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy Chair. As indicated earlier, the law enforcement agencies are investigating the Treasonous Act of Misinformation that which is provided for in the, I forgot the right naming of the act that talks about treason in the country.
So they might be going after people that are saying, yes, it's a problem now with treason charges then, I would assume.
Guarantee you know they will. I mean, they go after everybody for a hell of a lot less. This is actually drawing global, even if it turns out to be not much, it's putting global spotlight on something that, I mean, you and I have known about this for years. I know others have too. And it's like, because there's been some people that have that I've chatted with. They're like, did you know that this was going on? I was like, yeah, I've been trying to tell you about this for a long time. And you told me I was a horrible person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, exactly. And, you know, again, I had a point on that later as we go through that, but it is interesting that this is like, now this is mainstream. I mean, I remember for a while there, like almost, you know, in the early years of us covering some of this, it was like that. There was one of those like, ooh, you're not kind of really allowed to talk about that whites are like being, you know, murdered and like genocided in South Africa. You know what I mean? And now it's just like, boom. I mean, 25 million views on like a mini documentary about the situation of the reality and the truth for whites in South Africa. It's exploding, man. It's just taking off.
Yep.
It's fantastic. So here's another one. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, so these are some of the shit lib responses. It's kind of interesting too. The fever pitch that has, you know, risen.
These guys actually, man, as much as I try to keep like a good sense of humor, these people piss me off. Like this is when I become like the legit angry white dissident.
Here's a couple of samples. Check this out. And of course it's women. Well, first one allegedly. Let's check in.
For all you YT South Africaners that are being shipped in by Trump, you need to know the majority of Americans don't want you here. You just jump back on another plane and fly your little racist YT supremacist butts right on back to your country. Go back to Africa. We do not want your racist butts here. You are not welcome in the United States, and Trump is not going to be in charge forever.
How many mixed race grandkids do you think she has?
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's something driving that other than her just fact that, I mean, in her crazy ass eyes, this woman's.
I think it was just that beautiful blonde woman there that just irked her so much, you know, this goblin.
Absolute jealousy, rage fit.
Here's a little bit more of her, unfortunately, but let's check it out a little bit. Rest here.
You're not welcome here. We don't want.
You're the arbiter of this now. You're in charge.
You didn't get the memo. You didn't get the memo.
Schnazis in America.
Schnazis.
We're done.
Nazis. No.
And we're the majority. MAGA wants you to believe they're the majority, but they are not. Just saying.
Okay.
Fly your asses to another country where they want racists like you, because you're not.
You're late for your shift at McDonald's. Go.
Yeah. Interesting though, right? Let's highlight some of the words there, right, in the phrase, right? Go back to Africa. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's assume it was not whites there, right? I'm telling you though, the racist liberal is, I mean, obviously it's an anti-white liberal, I get that, but I'm joking about it because some people are like, kind of, there's this weird kind of undercurrent of like the progressive racist, like we can win over the liberals or some shit like that. It was like, I don't think so, you know. But
that woman's off. She's, I think, I honestly, when we were talking about it, like as far as numbers and like, do we need to get normies and this and that? I usually try to not punch, I guess, right or whatever, or I say punch white.
Punch white, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. But with people like that woman, man, throw her in the garbage. I just don't care.
Well, she should go live. Presumably then she's mad because they're white, which means she doesn't like whites. She prefers non-whites. Yeah. So go live in a non-white. What kind of non-white area does she live in, right?
Oh, I could easily take her to a couple places that I've lived and be like, here you go. This is what you want.
Enjoy.
Good luck.
Yeah. Enjoy.
And this is why I left.
Yep. Well, this is a good point, Glenn, the Chinaman. Good to see you, Glenn. Hope you're doing well. But by the way, Glenn, if you want a different username for the executive producer tier, let me know, and I can replace the image if you want to. But thank you, Glenn, for being an executive producer, and thank you for this chat here as well. He says, do you think they'll make deporting Afrikaners their policy in the next U.S. election cycle? Yes, and this is a good point, right, of the flip-flop you've seen. And, of course, it's, you know, many things for the better, that Trump are evoking some, you know, crazy shit that Biden did or whatever. But it's always this back and forth. And in 4 years from now, you know, no, we are going to revoke that. That was done under false pretenses. We found this one law or loophole or whatever. And then back they go kind of thing, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
So
they will at least, bare minimum, they will try to never allow this to happen again.
But it's not, and I hate to make, this is the point I want to make too. I hate to use, because I don't want to do that, and they don't deserve that, obviously, right? But using the white South the white South Africans, the Afrikaner, I don't have to even preface that with white, the Afrikaner are the white South Africans, the Boer. I don't want to make them a punching bag, but at the same time, it is what it is. And so it will help to, it will radicalize our opposition, right, to such an extent that they will go absolutely, they are already raging over this issue. The more they radicalize it in a roundabout way because of different circumstances and everything else, that will force more white people to confront the issue of the reality of race. And undoubtedly, part of the problem why we are where we are is because we have not been confronted with the reality of race. And unfortunately, many people, they experienced that for the first time, maybe by giving, like being given a beat down by a gang of apes somewhere, essentially, right?
Proximity, man.
Yeah.
And that's just, back before I, you know, like, I guess came online as far as race realism, I was a typical, you know, Gen X guy, grew up in the last half of the 20th century, thinking like, okay, it can't come into play and you're a horrible person if you draw these racial lines. And then you can only lie to yourself for so long when you're living and facing these things day in and day out, and you're like, okay, what I'm living and what I'm reading are two very, very different things.
So we got one more here. I actually haven't listened to this one yet. Let's see what she says. Another younger white woman here.
Why are we importing white Africa? Why are we importing racists? We got homegrown racists that don't have these foreign racists. They're going to come and take our homegrown racist jobs. They're going to be yelling at people in parks and stuff. We got a lot of homegrown racists that they can't find opportunities to be racist, you know, there's none, you know, and then all of a sudden you're bringing racists from South Africa, and you're going to take
this is the thing she went with.
What's that?
She probably recorded herself 5 or 6 times doing this, and she can barely speak. That's the take. She was like, "Yeah, that's the winner.
That's the one.
That's gold. I totally got him there."
She's trying to do that, like there's some weird convoluted, I just owned the racists type of a spiel here. Huh, interesting. Mm. Okay, well, so, those are the types of people you want to work with, though. They're productive, they add to society and stuff, as opposed to be going on the dole for, you know, 20 years or whatever, never working, picking up anything in their lives, and not carrying their own weight, as opposed to these people. Let's see what happens. Right. But yeah, I enjoy the fact that they're seething so hard over this. And it does kind of, you just flip it right back. So it is okay when it's brown people, because you love the fact that you love that whites are being replaced.
Because that's the only other, like, it really is that simple. Because if they're this fervently against white folks coming here from anywhere, you're like, oh, so then you're basically acknowledging that you only want brown or non-white refugees coming here.
Yeah, that's it. Confirmed.
They're painting themselves into a corner, which is great. It's like, good. Hey, here's the rope. Hang yourself. Yep. I'm going to laugh.
Exactly.
What's the tariff on importing racists? Huh? What's that tariff? But it's not. But it's not that pricey.
So as soon as it's something that's not advantageous to you, and now you get a, again, ratio, 59 of them compared to what, like in the last few years here, 5 million or whatever.
How many million just in the last 4 years?
Yeah, I know. It's not, and it's almost like they, it's interesting too, it's almost like that they do perceive them as some like superhuman, uber racist white supremacists. Where like 59 of them can upset the entire United States. Like they can just be imbalanced because of these 59 racists, apparently.
And it's, supposedly. And again, there's so much to unpack with that too, because it's like they're involuntarily admitting like that, yeah, maybe we are genetically superior. If we're that yeah, big of a threat, if 59 of these people are that big of a threat to you, it's like, are you trying to say that maybe we're cut of better material?
I don't know. Yeah, it's almost like they're holding these 59 whites to a higher standard than everyone else. Fascinating how that works, isn't
man,
it?
Man, the knots that liberals or whomever these folks, whatever you want to call them, the knots that they tie themselves in trying to make their points valid, it's unintentional comedy that you can't write stuff this good.
I'm enjoying this so much, the fact that they're freaking out about this. Yeah, we had a Tomcat Smith, 1975, over on Rumble, says, "Lady looks like a dude." Yeah, I think you're talking about the goblin, the previous one there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a beaut. Did I take her out? No, here she is.
Yeah, this is for all you YT South Africaners that are being shipped in by Trump. You need to know the majority of Americans don't want you.
You need to know.
Look at that face. Oh, man.
That is nightmare fuel. Holy hell.
Total hate there. My gosh. We got one more here from Dog Whistler, says, "Last week on Flashback Friday, I was trying to send a super chat / donate to you. It froze up, and I lost connection on Entropy." Yeah, I think it was Rumble was like an DDoS attack or something, I think. No, we lost internet, actually, locally. That's what happened. I hope this gets you. Well, I apologize if I missed it. Maybe it did go through. I just didn't see it, Dog Whistler. Thanks for your great show, for your information. Have you seen those posts on X where people put side-by-side Google Earth images on street views of South Africa? I haven't seen that. I've seen other ones when they do that, but not specifically the South Africa. I remember seeing satellite photographs on the before and after Rhodesia, right? The farms in Rhodesia. I remember seeing those of like just out, yellow, just like nothing, just like salted the earth type of, you know, kind of satellite images versus the green fertile growing when like these whites were actually in control of the farms down there.
Apply that to pretty much every country. I mean, Haiti, I'm not even going to list them. It's like you name one country that has prospered either post-colonialism or countries like Ethiopia, which I don't believe Ethiopia ever had colonizers, that just were left to their own devices. Are they up to first world standards? Again, not my area of expertise, but I'd be willing to make a wager that they're not.
I know. Exactly. So here's a little bit on this. Yeah, there's totally no persecution here. Nothing is happening at all, right? Grandmother, I mean, we could sit here for
ever.
Literally, like 10 hours and just show you footage and articles and everything because it's we don't even know the tally. That's not, another thing, actually. I don't use AI often, to be honest, but I asked Grok how many white South African farmers have been murdered since the end of apartheid, right? And it's like, well, since the South African government doesn't, you know, track race and that's forbid, blah, blah, blah. But they have all these other statistics on race, like who owns the farms and, you know, all this shit. Yeah. But like this case, like we can't, you know, basically can't answer. The government has said something like 3,000. I was like, what? Really? I've heard like, I mean, we're like 65,000 potentially. We don't know. We have no clue. They, you know,
it's not the kind of data they want to track.
Grandmother 71 dies of shock after she was forced to watch her three granddaughters being raped at gunpoint at her home in South Africa. It's just a sample of these kinds of things.
I need to hear that kind of stuff. And pardon my French, but what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, this is you can't live like this, and I don't care. And that's the fatigue, right? But like, do we have to distinguish between the, you know, whites are always held to a collective standard, right? If one white does something bad, then everyone is guilty of it.
Well, case in point, all 59 of these people coming up here, the big argument I've been seeing. They're descendants of racists.
Right, like, well, exactly.
That,
yeah,
that's sins of the father type shit. And it's like, okay, I'm going to guarantee you that every single one of us has got, if we're holding people to the standards of all of our family members, I guarantee you somebody in your family along the line has done some bad stuff.
Maybe better have.
Yeah. Would you know? Yeah, exactly. Well,
if they didn't, I probably wouldn't be alive, to be honest, right?
Yeah, completely. Okay? Without question. Without question.
And, I'm not saying immoral, but I'm saying bad, right, right. In today's moral lefty standard, anti-white standard.
Well, right? I mean, call it what you want. It was survival at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got here, we got, well, it's just some memes here, obviously. Oh my God, I can't believe they're leaving. You don't belong in South Africa. You know, it's almost as, no, you need to stay so we can kill you and take your shit and rape your daughters, right? That's what you're looking at, essentially.
That's the proximity thing for them. It's the reverse proximity. Cause, I can't take credit for this, but it was a tweet a while back, and everyone's, you know, they say, oh, everybody always talks about white flight. Why don't they talk about black follow?
Which
is a total thing, because it's like, if they came to you and I right now, they, of course, right, and said, we will give you two states, all of you can go live there. We would say, yes, awesome, no problem, because we know damn well we could go there, build it from pretty much nothing, turn it into a successful place, and the only rule would be, we have to vet you before you'd ever come here. Leave us to our own devices. They would immediately see that we're successful and we've turned basically a crop of land into something successful.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they would demand that they could come have it.
Yeah, exactly. We built this. This is ours. You can't have that. You need to share the wealth. Why are you not letting me in? You know,
exactly. They hate us around, but when we're gone, they hate us too.
You can't win, right? That's the point. No. And that's what happens when it's an irrational hatred. When it's just like, you leave, they hate you. You stay, they hate you. You help them, they hate you.
I wonder who's been stoking those flames of that idea.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Who could it be?
I don't know.
So we got
Everyberg, Singelstein, Timowitz.
That's right. We got some. So kind of the question here then is it out of the fire into the frying pan? Because, of course, now these hostile blacks are like, we'll find you, South African whites, and we will target you and we will go after you. My initial question was like, okay, good. They're given refugee status in America, but what parts of America? Can we send them to a nice white area, or are they going to live in Memphis or Chicago here? What do we got, you know?
I think I heard, and I heard because I'm so channeled into all the facts. I heard Idaho, Ohio, and I can't remember the third state. I heard they were looking at three states in particular to send 59 people.
Okay. Okay.
I'd be okay with that. It's like, hell, send them next door to me. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Here's we can do the side by side here comparison, right? Here's the white girl compared to what we're going to play on the screen here now. What's your choice, white man? What kind of refugees do you prefer? It's very tough.
A tough one.
It's hard.
Good morning. This is for the South Africans who are going to be entering the United States. This is just a public service announcement. I just wanted to make you aware that the black people who were students during apartheid, we're grandmas and grandpas now, and we have the ear of Gen Z. Mm-hmm. One more thing. I also want to let you know that our president, he has Secret Service, and you will not.
Mm-hmm. Is that a threat?
Yes.
Sounds like a threat.
I also want to tell you that black people over here are empowered.
Really? I thought you had no power. How does this? I thought you were marginalized and being oppressed.
Oppressed minority.
They got black power in America. Okay, there we go. I'll accept your terms, and then we can move from there. Okay. Oh my gosh! All right, let's get playing this.
Imagine if that was a white person
saying that. Oh yeah,
saying that.
I know. Yep.
This is just public
jail
service.
Immediately,
straight to jail.
Announcement.
Yes.
When you get here, sit your ass down and don't touch nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Because you don't have Secret Service.
Shit.
You go, girl.
Now have the day you deserve.
Okay. You too.
You as well. Empowered black woman with the power in the world.
This guy.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm surprised that this doctor was able to take this much time out of his day to make this video.
That is true. And he's totally accurate on the number of refugees here, too, by the way. Let's listen.
I need y'all to realize what Trump just did. He brought 8,000 white people out here from South Africa.
8,000, huh? Holy shit. Now we're talking. Wow. Now we're getting somewhere. How about 80,000 next time? But I didn't know it was 8,000.
His math ain't mathing.
My math is all right. He has a few numbers off there. 59 versus 8,000. Okay.
Not because they need refuge. Not because they need asylum. It's because he knows these 8,000 white South African motherfuckers are racist. He knows they finna come over here and they're gonna be blatantly racist, thinking that they still in South Africa. But these 8,000 racist motherfuckers is gonna find out the hard way. They're gonna fuck around and find out. You can't talk that shit over here on our soil.
You're wrong.
This is classic. This is gold.
These people are gonna start getting their ass whooped because they think it's okay to talk to us any old kind of way like they did out there in South Africa. Then we start lumping motherfuckers up.
The scholars here have researched the deep history of South African backdrop and apartheid versus what he heard of some talking head Jew on MSNBC, which we'll get to in a moment. But yeah. Holy smokes.
Because they don't know how to talk to black people in America. Oh, here comes another executive order. Here comes another executive order to protect white people, just like they do Asians, just like they do the Jewish. Watch what I tell you.
Ooh.
All these
shots fired. Nice. Yep. I'll take it.
White South Africans that were brought here to America are going to be talking that shit. A lot of them going to get lumped up. Then the news will spread. Oh, my God. Black people are hurting South Africans. This has to be racist. Executive order. I dare a black person to put their hands on another white person. It'll be considered a hate crime.
Now you'd never hear about it.
If
one of those South Afrikaners got here, and if a black person did anything to them, it wouldn't make the news. They would never touch it.
You have entire organizations and groups that are monitoring and tracking and watching, and where do they go and where are they, their activities, where do they work and shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. The last thing that would be the biggest misstep PR move if one of them got hurt by a black person or a colored person, whatever, person of color, they would never allow that to hit mainstream media.
Probably not.
Because then it would prove the fact and be like, okay, so these folks just came here, were just working, and they just got jumped because they're racist. Like,
but if it got out, though, I mean, it would if it did get out, it would go massively viral.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I would hate to let them have to be the lamb to the slaughter for the
As I said before, I don't want them to be punched. You know, they better have some protection and putting them in the right area, and they have to be very conscious of that, right? Here we go. Compared to this, right, as an example of just how it looked an average day when these caravans showed up and just thousands and thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't look like starving. They're overweight, many of them here too, But this is not a problem because this is what we, quote-unquote, we want, right?
This is what refugees are supposed to look like, Henrik. Come on, man.
They're totally not just economic opportunists showing up to displace whites or anything like that. Anyway, the point is, I didn't hear many videos from blacks complaining on this, right? Which shows you 59, 8,000, I guess. 8,000 South Africans.
Oh, yeah. Like Professor Ugabu corrected us with his 8,000 number. Sorry about that.
Versus, what do we have? Again, it's conservatively estimated here. Let's say 5 million over the last 5 years, something like that. I think it's way more, but I don't even know.
I think that's probably you being kind.
Yes, I'm trying to be kind. That's my objective here. Here's another one. Don Lemon. Again, none of the backstory, obviously, as usual, but somehow they have all the racial statistics, although we can't find the racial statistics on the actual farm murders. But if you didn't build any of this, if you didn't create the country, if you didn't set this up, if it wasn't built by you, for you, by your people, why would it be assumed that it would just be, this is what they assume, I guess, just handed over to blacks because they just show up and I'm here now, give me your shit. This is the Don Lemon level. And I don't think He's not even with CNN anymore. He's doing like podcast shit, I think, now, isn't he?
Right.
Let's check this out.
Today, black South Africans make up more than 90% of the population, and they only hold about 4% of all privately owned land. So what they're trying to do is say, hey, we need to fix an historical injustice and figure out if you're not using that land to farm, then we need to have some of that land, not taking all of your entire farm. That's not what's happening.
No, we'll just take a little bit first.
Yeah.
We'll take here first, and then we need a little bit more.
There's another group of people that started off taking a little bit and then took another little bit, but I digress.
Anyway. Piecemeal.
What? There needs to be equity. And now people are crying because the playing field is being...
Entitlement, right? We show up, gives me that. That's what this is on a national level now. Now we showed up and we're going to take your nation from you.
You know what? I would have more respect for this idiot if he would just say revenge.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is.
But this is what it means, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like I said, I know exactly where this is going.
And now people are crying because the playing field is being leveled. And so, therefore, it is now discrimination.
Yeah, we've seen this before.
Take that crazy, whatever, white woman, older lady that was saying,
put her there.
Fly your white ass back. Take her, drop her right there.
That's
let's see how she feels about it after Malema has a little chat with her.
And she could say, I'm not a racist, I'm not a boor, I'm not a white South Africaner, I'm on your side.
They would not
give a shit. Okay.
No, of course not. No, it would not. And that's, I'll keep it short. That's where it basically is like prison rules. Our uniform is our skin. Our folk is, that is the starting point of all things. And if you think it's anything else, I think you're mistaken. That's just how it is.
And these whites are either going to find out or by the time they realize they're going to be dead.
That's exactly right.
And it's ramping up. And again, we didn't start this, right? I mean, these are like...
Keep going.
Right? No, I'm just saying... it's fine. I wanted you to talk. We didn't start this. And I wish that this could be done another way.
Exactly.
But the reality is the only way out of this right now I see is for white people to be confronted about these issues. I don't want us to be, as I said. I wish it could be done differently. But this is the reality, and the majority of them hate us for who we are. And at this point, I'm too fatigued to try to figure out who the good one is versus who the bad one is. Why is this a risk I should take when I go out with my kids? Maybe that was one of the good migrants. Maybe they won't stab my kids today and try to rape my wife or something like that, right?
I mean, this is stuff that we've talked about. I know you've talked about on the show forever, and I hate that it's come to this because, I don't hate groups. I just happen to love our group. And I think anybody that says otherwise, like I said, they're either being completely disingenuous or they're ignorant and naive to something far bigger than they think is going on. But they will learn, people will learn that it's got to be tribe for all or tribe for none. And our tribe is, I'm pro white European stock.
Yeah, and tribe for none is a disaster, and it means ultimately extinction and genocide for us as we mix out.
That's exactly right.
Yep, we've had genetic refinement over we don't even know how long. Let's say 40,000 years, potentially, of making us who we are, right?
Yep.
Now they want our daughters to marry their men, essentially, or whatever they're from. And well,
the nice guy, tolerant discourse thing. And I'm not calling for anyone to be violent or do stupid stuff, obviously, but the forgiving, no worries. It's all good. Everybody kumbaya type thing. Those days are behind us. They are behind us. I'm not saying run out and just do random stupid shit because we're above all that. But if you think that it's not time for action to happen, in some form or another, again, you are just not paying attention.
Exactly. And as we see things like this, they will get more radicalized and they will hate us more and they will turn on us and they will be violent against us, in fact. And we have to realize, well, we got to get to a point where we're organized and prepared to defend ourselves, because we have been under attack for decades now. And we've seen it, and it's always the same trajectory, right? We see it for going from, well, we just need to be let in. Well, we just need to get access. Well, we just need a little bit of what you got. Well, we just need to be represented. We just need a little bit more power. We'll just need, and eventually that it's not never good enough, right? And then it's more, like, actually, we hate you now. And then there's random attacks on the streets, and there's rapes, and there's murders, and then there's systematic. And then it develops into South Africa, where it's now government-institutionalized, open anti-white hatred and racism, discrimination, whatever you want to call it, against the Afrikaners, just because they're white and they have shit that they want.
It is literally black and white. It is literally black and white,
and we can't. It's not going to be undone by, you know. And even if it is mixing, that doesn't work either. Look at like caste systems in India. It reverts back to some weird, like, well, this tribe, this clan, this group, this, you know, it doesn't work. Surf Hunter says on Rubble here, I guess we don't people to do all the work since the immigrants are white. I guess it's a little jumbled there. I guess what you mean is. I guess we don't want people to be white, basically. Since the immigrants are white, they don't like that they're white. That's what it comes down to. Correct. Okay, let's be. We do Cuckfree Zone here. Says good to see you, Cuckfree Zone. Thank you for tuning in. Says a white person who sees a white child endangered by diversity, or a white woman, and still doesn't feel enough anger to stand up for white people, is someone who is missing something crucial to their being, and I say we should disown them. We don't need any other tests than this. I agree. At this point, if you don't see it, and if you don't feel it, and if you don't connect with it, it's almost like the point, I guess, a certain Lana made in a recent video, the short you made, right? Maybe a weeding out process is what we do. I'm not sure if there is genetic susceptibility to like anti-white and liberal ideas. Some people propose that there is. Some people say there's even genes for it. I'm not sure if that's true, but whatever it is, they've fallen for it. And to cut that off, right? And it's like, fine, you go join them then or whatever. Take yourself out or go mix or something then. It's actually a good thing for us, right? To actually strengthen our core, being more resilient to this kind of propaganda.
Exactly. Yep. Because, I mean, it will end up drawing much firmer lines in the sand as far as like who's who.
Yeah, we should welcome those people to exit the club. Club white.
Yeah, exactly. To a certain extent. Exactly. Yep.
Infinity non-whites, no problem, right? But you know, Oy vey, 50 white farmers.
Is that the ADL guy? Is that the
that's,
ADL?
That's Rabbi Nosferatu. That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
that's who that is. All right, so we're going to look at a clip here from this guy. Check this out. Richard Stengel. Let's reflect on what a lovely face he has, by the way. He is an early life Czech American.
Shocker.
And he had here, let me scroll down to, where was it? Published works. His first was January Sun, One Day, Three Lives, A South African Town, a nonfiction work about the lives of three men in rural South Africa. I'm sure it was about the poor destitute whites who are living in those squatter camps, right? Because they're marginalized by the government. I'm sure that's what it was about here. Anyway, he's best known for his collaboration with Nelson Mandela. Oh, the tire. What was it called again? The tire?
Necklacing.
Necklacing. That's right. Thank
you. Yeah. Nelson is one of the few guys. Well, he and Mao actually were, their wives were actually crazier than they were.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe Mandela's wife. Marriage. Mandela's wife is the one that she invented the necklacing technique, but Mandela took it and was like,
This is a good idea. Yeah. Winnie. I think it was Winnie.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Okay. So here's what he had to say on MSNBC.
These are the descendants of the people who created the most diabolical system of white supremacy in human history, apartheid. They're not directly responsible for it, but it was a system that actually moved black people off of the arable land. So they inherited the land that the black people had to give up. It was called forced removal. It was something called a Bantustan policy, where they moved black people out of the cities and farmlands into these remote areas of with non-Arab
the cities
land.
That were built by white people.
There were no blacks when they started building the nation.
It's like, and I'm calling bullshit on that, buddy.
And eventually, initially, they were friendly and they were nice. And they said, sure, okay, you can come, you can join, you can work, you can be a farmhand, sure, you can own some property. And as the millions started pouring in, they're just like, I don't think this is what we had in mind here when we built our nation here and our civilization. Yeah. So then, yes, what happened to say, sorry, bros, but we kind of did this. So maybe you can go over there and you can do what we did here, but over there. Is that okay? That's what happened. And eventually, of course, this culminates in.
Well, then they realized that they couldn't do it. They were like, maybe at first they thought, well, okay, maybe we could. And then they went over there. They're like, huh. They've got that magic soil. God damn.
Yeah, if you're just on that soil, then you can pull it off.
Yeah.
Back to...
that's got to be it.
Richard Stengel.
One of the most worst processes ever. But what has happened in this strange, bizarre world we're living in is that the Afrikaners have become the darling of these right-wing white supremacist movements around the world. That it's like... It's like the lost cause for them. It's like the old Confederacy. They're held up as these white Christians who are being dispossessed of their land. It's like this is a modern replacement theory in a country where, by the way, white people make up 7% of the population and own 78% of the farmland. So
let's talk
about overrepresentation. Let's talk about some groups that have overrepresentation if you really want to
Well, it's, well, exactly. Let's now talk about a Jewish group that you consider to be marginalized.
Yeah.
Should they have been helped? Should we have helped them as Jews, right?
Yeah. Well, and he's sitting here saying that, like, us, the evil Nazis, are trying to martyrize these folks. And it's like, okay, Anne Frank, George Floyd.
Leo Frank.
Like, okay. Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, so don't sit here and pretend like we are trying to do something that no other group ever does. Stand up for our own kind.
It's just, I mean, it's so blatant. It's just the gall. And just avoid every issue. Ignore the facts that we know on the ground. Ignore talking about the racial laws that have been passed against whites in the country. And either be destitute. And I said the squad.
They literally cannot hold power. They cannot hold power.
Yeah, exactly. That's just it. But that's totally fine. See, this is what, because why? Because this is what they want. Now, I'm not sure about this guy here. I'm not sure about this. These people now advocate for white genocide in South Africa. Now, I know there are Zimmermans. That's a German name. They take names and they've, you know, so I don't have any actual background information. But having said that, we'll look at the clip in a moment. It would not be a shocker because this wouldn't be the first time. Let me just put it that way, right? Of meddling and creating racial hatred against whites in South Africa from this particular alleged group. Let's see what he says.
Revolutionary greetings. My name is Joshua Zimmerman. We are here in Ward 72 at Glen Hazel. I'm here with my fellow fighters. We have been doing a recruitment drive today, and we are here to conscientize the minds of those in the suburbs that the EFF is an all-inclusive party, regardless of race, class, or status. Slowly but surely, we are going to start winning wars in the suburbs. Long live the Commander-in-Chief. Long live.
Long live.
Long live the Commander-in-Chief, Julius Malema. Long live.
Long live.
Viva EFF. Viva.
Viva.
Amandla.
It's almost like it's kind of being, you know, the leadership here is interesting of like rallying and weaponizing these blacks.
I've heard it said that they are a bioweapon of a certain collective. And, you know, I will say this, though. If this is the guy that they chose to put out there as their spokesman, it's like, really? That's the best you could do? Wow. Okay, Mr. Zimmerman.
Maybe that's what they decided to say. No, you stay behind, bro. Okay, among the group, they are known to sacrifice their own. So who knows, right? Yeah, we know you might be killed, but as long as you kind of lead them in the revolt, and then they will. If they come to power, EFF, I wonder if they would take these guys out, or they will still just let them lead them around in the nose, dude, tell them what to say and what to, you know.
This guy's going to end up on a spit. He's dinner after it's on a long.
Yeah, I would assume, period. Right?
Yeah. Because they don't have the magic seeds they have, and you know all the above, and they're going to be like, okay, we've got no food. Zimmerman's looking a little chunky and chubby. Tasty.
Yeah, he's well fed. He's not a refugee.
No, clearly not. Clearly not.
Someone said to this, Tyler said, you don't have to sell me more on the whites, South Africans. I already like them, okay? One of Trump's Afrikaner refugees is quite the anti-Semite. I wonder also how much truth this is. It's probably one of those, he has pointed out the Zimmermans, he has pointed out the Joe Slovos, he has pointed out the handlers of a Julius Malema, probably, or something to that effect, essentially.
It could have even meant something as benign as just saying, like, I worked with a Jewish guy one time, and they'd be like, why did you need to point out that he was Jewish?
Right.
Because yeah. I've had things like that happen in my world where I just make mention of it. And it's like, I'm not allowed to say the word.
Nope.
It's like, I wasn't saying it in a derogatory sense. I was just like, no, this is a Jewish individual. And they were just like, it's like the air got sucked out of the room.
But if they have disproportionately, these people, been behind on creating these circumstances in South Africa, don't you think he's justified to complain on that particular behavior? But it's this,
well,
like,
again, and there you go, trying to be rational again. There you go again. Damn you, Henry.
He has a history of complaining about Jews. And like, yeah, what in the world could be the reason that he would levy some complaints about this particular
group? I've heard group? About 109 or 110 countries had similar problems. They were probably all wrong.
They must have been wrong, all of them.
Totally
the fact that they had to do it that many times almost, as someone said, almost reflects negatively on us that we're not learning from these mistakes.
Well, you know what? And honestly, there is some of that. Isn't that our kind of Achilles heel? Is that our what's the term?
Our kindness, our morality.
Yeah,
our,
yeah.
You know, generosity.
All the above.
Yes.
All the above.
Absolutely. And then we'll once again we have to learn the lesson the hard way. I guess. We got here.
Pathological altruism. Sorry about that.
No, exactly. No, you're right. Dog Whistler says here, meanwhile, the Supreme Court, let me pull up this story here that Dog Whistler sent. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 Trump cannot deport Venezuelan gang members with the Alien Enemies Act. So let me get this straight. It's legal of Biden to ignore the 1968 Immigration Control Act, let in millions of illegal aliens into our country, but illegal for Trump to send them home with the Alien Enemies Act. Yes, exactly. That's just it. Because at the end of the day, it has to pivot towards whatever is bad for whites is the right thing to do and the good thing to do. That's the rule of thumb, right?
Absolutely. That's
the
world we live in.
I'm not surprised, Dog Whistler. Thank you for that, Chad. Thank you for reminding me. I've seen this bickering, you know, the battle, legal battle back and forth on this too. They just have to do it.
The fact that they're even able to square this circle and sell this garbage and people sign off on it are like, yeah, this makes total sense. It's just like, I know it's the shit that I sit and think about at the house and just like, I let out a giant sigh in disbelief.
I don't see how no one could be radicalized and angered by this obvious and in a way, I guess I don't want to be, you know, to turn lemons into lemonade, I guess, but like in a way I'm glad that they're pushing that it's so obvious and that they're pushing so goddamn hard on this, because it will make people realize that, like, no, this is a deep-seated hatred, like they want to exterminate our seed forever, you know, like that's what we're looking at. It's undeniable.
Absolutely.
Undeniable.
Well, I mean, like you said, it didn't have to be like this, but the more that they turn up the volume and the heat on all of these things, as much as I hate it because it just goes against all rational thought, I'm like, bring it on, because I'm sick of this shit, and it's been enough is enough for so long that I'm like, yeah, white folks, get pissed off. Wake up, get pissed off, and then let's actually work to fix the problem, because we can fix the problem.
No, look, anger and even hatred, right? There have functions. Hatred functions to protect those you love and things like this. This is, you know, understandable, instinctual. But as you said, let's also, and we've overdone that, so I'm not trying to say, oh, cool it now. I'm just saying,
right.
But
right.
But as part of that is also be reflective and turn that anger into something constructive, right?
And it will be. And it gets
and eventually like, will be. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. And I think, and I know you know this, like historically, anytime, you know, white collectives get mad enough or get to the point where they've broke and it's just like, nope, we don't just go on a random, pointless spree. It always, the end result ends up. It's like, yeah, it might be ugly for a while, but on the back end of it, we have civilizations and we have technological advancements. We have all of these things that everybody takes for granted every single day. It's like, yeah, you piss us off and we do some pretty severe stuff. But this, the beauty that comes on the other side of it, it's like it's the pressure turning, turning a stone into a diamond or whatever the expression is.
Someone said here, and I'll pull up the image for this if I can here. Let me do this real quick. They said, this is... when whites, maybe they came out. Hang on. Oh, come on now. Come on now. What are you doing? Let me try this again. Copy. Oh, there we go. Okay, here we go. I gotta get the right timing on this. When what? God
damn it. I was calling it the
image. God damn it.
It's okay. Not boomer tech. This is Gen X tech.
Oh, that's what my I gosh. And then the image isn't even there. What is this? What's happening? Copy image address. Okay, this is. Let me try one more time. Why is it asking me to download? Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Let me choose another image. I got to get the right timing on this. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Let's try this one. Copy image address when whites shimp out. There we go. I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally, it worked. Anyway. Nah, I spoiled it. It wasn't that fun. No. Anyway, okay.
No, I don't know, man. You'll never have to sell me on how impactful those images are.
So here we go. Here's the this is the church now, right? And I've come down hard on the Episcopal Church and the overall institution that the majority, the disproportionate majority of every single church, whatever denomination, is inherently a piece of shit anti-white institution. If you got a great pro-white Christian, and I wish they were pro-white, right? But they're not. Disproportionately, they are not. They're working against our people, and this needs to be pointed out. And some people got mad, and then it's like, are you defending the church over there? Are you pro? Yeah, anyway. It's so bizarre. But anyway, here's the Episcopal Church bishop here, Sean Rao, who's talking about this. They decided to sever a government federal contract worth, I don't know how many millions they get on resettling brown refugees, but as soon as they're white... That's it. Boom. Cut off pull any ties. Yeah, pull everything. Yep. That's it. It's step too far. Let's listen.
Yep.
Of course, this was a 4-decade-old relationship across many administrations that was ended abruptly today. Why did the classification of these immigrants as refugees cross a moral line?
Well, the reality is we can't be ourselves in the Episcopal Church and take the step of resettling white Afrikaners from South Africa. Our church has a long commitment to racial justice and reconciliation, and we have historic ties with the Anglican Church of South Africa. Desmond Tutu is a part of been a partner in this work for us. So we're just not able to take this step. It's not in line with anything that we're about. And it also saddens us to see that other refugees who are being denied entrance to the United States are people, brave people who've worked alongside of our military in Iraq and Afghanistan, now face danger, have been in camps for a long time and aren't being allowed in. And so this is just the program no longer aligns with where we are as a church and what we're about.
So the values here is if it serves whites, then no, we're not doing that.
And again, pardon my language, but fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck this Seriously, guy. Fuck his institution. Fucking anti-white piece of shit.
And if I
needs to be pointed out.
Completely. And if I was a Christian or if I was affiliated with, I would be so vocal about my distaste for any church, any Christian church or group that is promoting this kind of crap.
Yes.
And I'm sure, you know, it's just like, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to shut up.
No,
about
no,
that
no,
because
you're right.
I could vent because it makes me so fucking mad. Because I do have a lot of friends that are Christians, and I'm like, you guys need to be very vocal about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, turn
and
this. This is your just, battle. This is your cross yep. to bear, I guess, to use their term. But
because
yeah.
do you remember, not to go too far on a sidebar, after September 11th took place, when Muslims basically didn't come out saying, we're against this, we're against this, we're against this, all I kept hearing were, if I was a Muslim, I sure as hell would be taken to the podium and denouncing the so-called Muslim terrorists.
Yeah.
I can say the same thing about this bozo right here. Cause it's
right.
just like, man.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, some call it out, but yeah, it's near not nearly enough, right?
Not
what,
nearly
what,
enough,
what a
yeah.
problem this is. Was, oh, there was one more here from Dog Whistler. Thank you, Dog Whistler. Appreciate your support here today. It says, but if things turn bad on that commie, the Zimmerman guy we talked about earlier or showed earlier,
yeah.
Can find refugee status automatically in a certain Middle Eastern country for no reason. That's that's his race, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep. He can get out. He has a backup. Well, it's not even a backup. It's his primary country. You should say.
Yeah. What is it? Rules for thee, but not for we, or something.
That's
like
right.
That?
Yeah, for thee. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. So we got here. This is the point, and I'm not going to play this. Is this the one? Oh, this is another one. I didn't. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
There's a church just like this with a person just like this right around the corner.
One more of the church things. The Church of White Hate and Child Rape. They write here the title for this here. Check it out.
I'm a pastor. Of course, I believe that all lives matter, but right now, black lives are the ones under attack.
Oh, really? No.
Please tell us more.
Of course, I take seriously God's command to welcome those who are foreigners in your land, because you too are once strangers in a strange land.
But they yeah. can't be white, though, right?
No,
I don't know if this is the Episcopal Church or a Lutheran church or whatever. It's probably a Lutheran, I would assume. But anyway, point is, this the same morality, basically, they're steeped in the same morality all across most of these denominations. Not all, but most, primarily a majority of them, right?
Since she's trying to promote scripture and stuff, I mean, again, not a Christian, but I think somewhere in the Bible it says, and I'm going to go out on a limb and assume, doesn't it say something about man shall not lay with another man and a woman shall not lay with another woman?
I know. This thing that they're doing. But, you know, they're clever. They take over all institutions, and this was inevitable that they would take this one over as well and then turn it into their own, and now they have the buildings and the community forming, and now these are just the new values, and they justify it. Here's just the extension now to, well, I mean, this is what it means, really. It means he sat down with the leper and the whore, what was it? And, you know, so you, this is what that means. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome.
Yep.
Such a big tent, it becomes a circus.
Except white people.
Well, yeah, well, exactly, obviously. Duh, you know. that's obvious.
Pastor, of course, I believe in the separation of church and state, which means theology never gets codified into law.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a pastor. Of course, I believe in healing brokenness, but you will never hear about shame, judgment, or even sin at this church. I'm a pastor. Of course, I believe that all lives are sacred, which means that women and those who can bear children should make the decisions that they, their doctor, their family, and their God believes is best for them.
Those who can bear children. Mm.
Yeah. Is that the abortion pivot there? Like, yes, it's okay to kill.
She shoehorned the tranny thing in there, too. She's
oh,
like,
exactly.
You know, women and those who can bear children. It's like, I don't know of anything women that can bear children. Well, except for those there are certain species that are asexual that, like, can't seahorses give birth, whether they're male or female. There's a couple, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
that's the exception that proves the
rule. I'm going to guess that she's not letting seahorses randomly just come flocking.
No, that wouldn't be what she's thinking of here.
I'm a pastor. Of course, I believe in the salvific nature of the cross, but it was because Jesus non-violently stood up to empire and refused to fight back or back down, not because some immature, unhealthy parent of a god required blood and guts.
Is that not?
Didn't he make a whip though? Didn't he make a whip and overturn some tables? And he kind of got pissed off.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't conquer the empire.
True.
I mean, did he? Well, at least not that time. But it's interesting how they're like try to try to kind of skirt around this, right? And like, it's always it's twisting the linguistic.
Of course,
let's take the morality that we have that obviously doesn't fit with this, and obviously on this issue they're right of like, you know, gays are fags and this is dumb and we're not doing that, and in fact it's a sin, like obviously, right? But it's like, they take a Bronze Age mentality, which was the correct mentality,
right,
and say actually that's not what they meant. Okay.
Didn't you know all Greeks were gay?
Oh, yes.
They've taken all of our hero archetypes were gay. Apparently.
Right. I don't want to listen more to this hag. I've had enough, damn it.
Yes, I get it.
Here's another one. While we're on the churches, let's just shit on the the churches a little bit more here of just how they're
cool.
Twisting these and turning them into these mechanisms of be they LGBTQ or Zionist interest or pro-Israel shit. Obviously, this is not this is to be expected from most of them because this is deeply, steeped in it. You can't escape.
Well, I'm sure they're getting their marching orders. I'm sure they're getting their marching orders from whoever's above them saying, go
and say this. I think this was at this was during Israel Advocacy Day as well, so you kind of know what you know what to expect from the pulpit here, but also we've seen some of this from other pulpits too, by the way. But anyway, let's listen to what he says here.
I believe that we are all being called to unify. I'm a good old Baptist preacher. Look at your neighbor and say, we're all being called to unify. Listen, y'all, to lay aside our denominational identities and our agendas and to gather around what God has made very clear that he loves, that is the land of Israel.
Israel.
And that it is the people of Israel. God promised Israel thousands of years ago in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 5. Foreigners will be your helpers. They will feed your flocks and plow your fields and tend to your vineyards.
And pick your cotton.
Isaiah speaks.
Oh, I was going to say, hold on here.
Outside of Israel.
Let me pause that. Yeah, interject.
Is this now? All right.
This is an interesting pivot here, isn't it?
Is this black guy now? Correct me if I'm wrong. Sounds a lot like he's doing some free labor. Huh. For another group that, you know, he's saying that basically they're servants. It's like,
yes.
Huh.
Interesting.
Weird. So, I thought they had a major problem with that.
So you found a way here of shoehorning in, if that's the right term,
yeah,
kind of a one of the ancient greatest sins of like providing free
blacks
labor for
slavery.
Others.
Yeah. That's what blacks that for slavery.
But ultimately, blacks for Israel or Jews.
Oh, well,
you know, obviously, but you know, yeah, exactly. I mean, wow.
I always still, you know, and I of course, I want to hear these wise words from this well-spoken pastor. I want to hear what he has to say, but it still always just kind of is bizarre to me whenever I see any black person openly promoting Israel. I'm like, really? What the fuck connection do you have?
Yeah.
With Israel or Jews for that matter. The people who don't know.
Is he a black Hebrew Israelite? No, because he's not saying we was the real
white devil.
Jews here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because and he's not dropping white devil enough.
Right. Let's do the rest.
And give them strength and ensure their safety, success, and stability. We have not, as Christians, been randomly born for this time. Oh, no. We ratherly have been called intentionally by God for this time to stand with our brothers and sisters in Israel.
Yep.
And let's see if you
objective
go there.
Achieved. See how they treat
if
you.
If they went there, they would be like, what's that program they have where they basically invite Christian Zionists over there to do all their hard work for them?
Yeah, there's a few of them. There's a... I forget what the program is called, but they're allowed to pick their grapes and stuff, but they can't go into the actual facility.
Yep.
They can't step on the grapes. There's all these interesting. No, you're unclean. Remember the documentary?
Yep, that's exactly it. It's like, huh? Okay, buddy, Pastor Michael Parker or whatever his name is.
Remember
you and your buddies go over there and let's see how well you're received.
Yes. Let's see what happens on the streets of.
They won't spit at him at all.
No. Definitely not. And they would do it for two reasons, right? I'll let that sit.
Public relations stunt. They got to make, as long as the camera's rolling, they won't spit.
No, as long as you can use them, essentially, right? Oh, let's pivot. Let's, you know. And then on the flip side, you of course have Adolf and Nigga Heil Hitler kind of ascending in the popularity among these particular people, which is it's interesting. Let them stir the pot and create some chaos. I think it's ultimately it's funny if nothing else, but it is interesting that like kind of just wreck the whole, just break through any wall that you can and just shatter the current, you know, not only Overton window, but like. At the end of the day, it might or might not be beneficial to us, but I'm saying in that chaos that creates, there is opportunity. You know what I mean? So that's not a bad thing, I think, to be honest.
Right.
Although Kanye is, literally like, what,
bipolar
insane. He's,
He's not the hero we need.
No, exactly. He's not. He's not the spokesperson for the hero we need.
No. Right.
Exactly. All right. Let me see what else we got here. This is I should have shown this earlier, but like full documentary, is Donald Trump right about South Africa, right? And again, it goes 47 minutes, 38 million views. I think it's even more if you click in on this. It's about the same now, 37. This is, again, things that were just reflecting on that, things that were on the far edges, if that's the right term, right, of the internet. Occasionally things of this nature, you know, kind of been semi-viral and people started to notice about it like 10 years ago, but it would not have gotten this type of exposure back then as it does now by the type of people and by the type of accounts that now generates this and yields this.
I have not seen this. Is it a pro Trump's stance or is it against?
Yeah, no, this is Elon's account here, right? Kek is mouth. Elon's tweeting this out, right? South Africa has now passed 142 laws forcing discrimination against anyone who's not black. Even though I was born in South Africa, the government will not grant Starlink a license to operate simply
because he's not black.
Yeah, he's mad because
they won't let him use his toys.
They can be mad for the wrong reasons, but bringing the attention to it is good. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And again, the pivot here is like somehow it's, you know, oh, it's Trump kind of thing. But ultimately, that helps to get the message out to, you know, people of understanding. Like, of course, he's right about what's going on in South Africa. You know what I mean?
Yep.
In fact, he's not right enough. He's not doing enough, in fact, to stop this.
I was amazed that he gave that little press conference and he actually said that white people are being killed in South Africa. And then he said, he's like, and you guys, the media out there, you won't even report on it. I looked at the guy. I'm like, I don't like Trump. I think he's full of shit, but I give him some props for at least having the balls to say what he said.
Yeah, it is changing. Credit where credit is due, obviously.
Exactly.
So I think the trajectory, the better term, of where a lot of white people are going, I think it's, as we said before, right? It's undeniable, and I think it's inevitable. And so basically, guys out there, everyone, have your communities ready, have your active clubs ready, have your whatever type of foundation, institution, association, or just local network that you have. Get ready to be in a position to receive a lot of people too, because we're very quick to, you know, many people are like, you know, they weren't on our page 2 years ago, so therefore they're not genuine or something like that.
Right.
We do have to keep in mind that most of our people have been propagandized their entire lives. Many are just finding out about things like this.
Well, you and I included, man. Well, you and I did not come out yet. I fully admit, because there was one point in time, it's like I would never consider myself a progressive. But I certainly was more of a sort of a blue collar union type Democrat. And then I just started noticing patterns and living. And then it all just became so clear. And then, like they say, you know, under every rock, you will find, you know, that's exactly the road that it took me to. And, you know, that's kind of, like I said, that's kind of how I found you. And then I remember you and I, like, one of our first conversations was going out. So how'd you get here? How did you figure this out? So,
Exactly. No, and so, you know, give a lot of room. It's fine to be, suspicious and cautious and not let in too many people too quickly. And these are all reasonable things, which I think is good. And there's even an advantage in that in terms of, let's say, building your community or trying to set up networks or getting in touch with more and more people. It's good to let people be patient. Don't promise too many things too quickly. Even when things grow too quickly, it can become unstable, right?
Absolutely.
So there's a function.
The more organic yeah. something can take place, and this is not something I've come up with. It's just kind of a naturally occurring process. The more organically anything can thrive and grow, the better off you're going to be. And this is an organic movement because we are literally going back to something that is instinctual in all of us, but that it's just been beaten down so hard for the last 100 years in all of us, and it's literally we're starting to have these primal dreams again.
Yes, exactly. It's awakening.
Absolutely.
Awakening has begun. So that means like you want it to grow, not too quickly. Although that's a good sign that it is, but I'm saying that therefore node points and people and leadership and everything, these will be vital, and there could be things, cogs and wheels and machines might be rolling here at a pace and at a scale that we haven't seen before, partially because you have this now gradual kind of acceptance, the Overton, I had to use the term, but like that's being blown up essentially, and things are swiftly moving in this direction. So I'm just saying...
Yep.
If we, you guys watching, so many other people in this sphere who have talked about this for such a long time aren't ready for that, someone else will do it. So there will be great opportunity here because people will seek not only out their identity, but they will seek out their community. They will seek out to want to connect with other people that are like-minded, that understand this. And so there's great opportunity. And so no matter who does it, or I think they do it for the wrong reasons, or they talk about this or that, or Trump brings attention to this, then therefore it can't be good. You could be right about all those things, but that doesn't mean that organically within that, there will be genuine amounts of people that will be wanting to seek out people who knows about this stuff, who knows what to start doing about it as well, by the way. So don't be surprised if in a few years we are in a very different playing field overall for our people, for our folk, because you basically have not only more numbers, but you have more dedication, more manpower, more time, more resources at our disposal in a way to actually genuinely begin not just exposing it, but actually pushing back against it and actually regaining what has been lost.
100%, man. And that was honestly, that was a really nice soliloquy, buddy. That was really well stated. That was great. That was really, really well done. And it's so many people accuse folks like yourself and myself of maybe being black-pilled about things or just kind of, not pessimistic, because I'm never pessimistic. I'm a realist to the bone. I'm not, because optimism, blind optimism, I think is basically cowardice.
Yeah.
But everything that you just said, I'm never defeatist, because I know damn well that I look at what, not just always like harken back to ancestors, but our ancestors created amazing things throughout all existence of mankind. And that is exactly what we are able to do at this point moving forward. I can't remember who the author is that wrote it, but there's a phrase. It's something like, one of the greatest points in life is the mythical, strong, purposeful awakening of a race. And I think about that kind of stuff all the time. And whenever I talk to somebody that's starting to sort of, I guess, not just keep saying awakening, but somebody who's waking up to things, somebody who's, especially if they've broken out of some dogmatic ideology that they thought they were right.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, I can't believe I used to think that way. I'm like, well, don't dwell on the fact that you used to think that way. Just be grateful that you are now where you're at. Take that information and move forward with it and be productive and make the change. To just kind of go back to like you and I being more on the pagan side of thing, try to strive to be like a living embodiment of gods and great men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. No, you don't want to be, as you said, unrealistic in your optimism. But at the same time, if we don't believe that incredible things can happen, they probably won't. If we don't have the vision for them, you know what I mean?
Yep. And it's so, a self-defeating. It's anything self-defeating like that. It's like, why do that? You're going to have enough things outside of yourself that are absolutely going to work against you.
Yeah.
Why contribute to that?
Yeah, exactly. Why do the work for them by trying to pessimistically dismiss everyone that's trying to do something, right?
Yeah.
The black, begone black pillars, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. You know what we'll do? I think we have to cover the Trump Netanyahu kind of Israel split thing in the Afterflash, because we're coming up to the almost at the top of the hour, and I want to do a couple of plugs here before. But guys, if you do want to join us, redicemembers.com. We're continuing on Odyssey and on Locals and on Subscribestar. We'll take a break here in a little bit. We have a chat embedded as well on redicemembers.com, so join us there if you're watching on redicemembers.com. I'll keep an eye on the chat through Afterflash as well, obviously. What else do I need to bring up here? Well, if you do want to join us, as we said, redicemembers.com. And unfortunately, I do have to manually activate your account there, so it will be a delay, unfortunately. It's one of those problems we're dealing with because, of course, financial censorship and you know, blocked and banned from payment processors and things like this. But we appreciate your patience on that. But if you do want instant access right away, you can use Subscribestar or Locals as an option. Odyssey is currently out because of course, they were demonetized. But it's only 10 highly devalued U.S. Federal Reserve notes per month, and it does help us tremendously to continue to doing this and to invite, you know, guests in studio, do our members' content, and do shows multiple times a week and stuff like that. So we appreciate your support, guys. It's very, very important to us, and we appreciate all and all members out there. And obviously, we also have, I always want to say thanks to our producers and executive producers before we wrap up and take a short break and proceed in Afterflash. What do we got? We got, straight at the gates, Albert, Arctic Wolf, thank you so much for your support. We have William Fox from America First Books, thank you so much for your support as well. Angry White Soccer Mom is also one of our executive producers. We got Purple Haze, thank you, man. We appreciate you. We also have Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. Good to see you in chat as well today. Appreciate it. You as well, Albert. We got Red Pill Rundown. Check out his Aussie channel linked up right down there. We got President Obunga. Keep pounding that chest. Thank you for your support. We got Teutonic Werebear as one of our executive producers as well. We have Good Luck Lap. Thank you so much for your support. We got No One Jeebs, also one of our executive producers. And then we got our producers, Charles Turner Jr., Yuan Song, Leroy Dumind, Eyes Open, Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Shane B., Alcyon, and The Boo Man. Thank you so much, guys. Means a lot to us. Thank you so much for putting some resources our way so we can continue doing this. And if you do want one of those, you can get a producer or executive producer tier over at redicemembers.com or Subscribestar. You can also write to us, redice@protonmail.com, if you have any other options in mind or if you want some proposals on that as well. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. All right, Dissident, why don't we take a little break here, and then we can proceed. Talk more about the Trump Netanyahu stuff and Afterflash.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Awesome. One more here from McDozer before we wrap up the first part. We have, what does it say here? I'm a little late, and I'm going to interrupt this awesome conversation to let you know I got my wife a Folk First shirt for Mother's Day. She loves it. We left a review. Be well, brother. Thank you, McDozer. I appreciate that. That's very nice. That's right. That's another way to support us if you want to as well. LanasLama.com. You can go to, let me see, redice.tv/store, I believe it is. That will take you to Lana's Lama. We have some mugs. We got hats. We have T-shirts, keychains. We got onesies. If you got some newborns out there, which you better do.
Yeah, for sure. Seriously.
Get to work, you know. But, pick up one of our onesies. Okay. Very good. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. What else? Am I forgetting something? I don't think I am. Subscribe to our Locals. Oh, give me a little bit of time, too, guys, because I will embed the player so you can watch right away. It's currently not on Subscribestar or Locals. I will embed the player there, so give me, as I said, 10, 15 minutes, something like that. Then you can just log in with your account right there, or obviously if you're an active member on redicemembers.com. Refresh your page if you don't see it, and we should be back up here in about 10 minutes or so. Dissident, stay with me then. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back after that.
You got it.
All right. See you guys in a little bit. Thank you so much again, everybody. And obviously, as usual, as our tagline goes, get one of the shirts, guys. We're going to get some black shirts with the white print with Folk First on it, so pick one of those up. We'll see you guys in just a little bit.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.
New Red Ice merch available now. Hope First t-shirts for adults and for toddlers. Fatigues for men. Our favorite, the Red Ice Camper mug. Or ceramic with black print. High quality leather keychain with solar boat imprint. Our Red Ice hat, one of our best sellers. Pick one up today. Or why not? Gray Auslander Rouse t-shirts for both women and men. We also have fridge magnets, Hulk, First, One Disease, and our black men's t-shirt with the classic red solar boat. Hulk, First, get your Red Ice merch from LanasLlama.com. Get an item today. Lana's Llama, proud sponsor of Red Ice.